out and about in Western agriculture. The Food Safety Modernization Act is seeking to help make fresh produce safer, and an ongoing trial in Oregon involving onions was a prime place to start researching. The Malheur Experiment Station at Oregon State has been running several trials on E. coli.
We've looked at seven different aspects of the contamination of fresh produce with E. coli related to the Food Safety Modernization Act.
Director Clint Schock says the local onion industry was a great place to start due to its non-existent history of E. coli reports, especially with the other surrounding industries.
We have a contrast in that we're one of the 10 highest beef production counties in the country, and we're the top onion producing county in the country. So how is it that we have all this beef and all this poop and yet nobody is getting sick? So we wanted to understand a little bit more about the movement of bacteria through the water and soil.
Schock says Oregon has been on the forefront of drip irrigation, and that might have a connection.
So we thought, well, maybe drip irrigation is helping us out because the E. coli would get stuck in the soil. But maybe to some extent, the bacteria also doesn't get transmitted from the fertigated water clear over to the onion bulbs. So we looked at all those different aspects.
Schock's team found little results of E. coli and even went to extremes to find significant counts of the bacteria. Stay with Agnet West for details on the experiments and the extra findings they produced. I'm Taylor Hillman for Agnet West.